Only if you eat the size of a kezayis. Now, lechur, the size of a kezayis means the size of a whole zayis. If you have a zayis and take out the pit, you don't eat the size of a zayis. You don't have to make a bracha achareinu. How come we made a bracha achareinu here? Trashi botzlei shurein. V'gabe birchas teresaret zachilu ksiv. Yachilu b'kezayis. So Rashi is there, Shvei Rashi. Poshid Rashi's mashma means even a bracha rishoyna. That old mafteis the estakasha. On a bracha rishoyna, we know we make a bracha even pochus mikazayis. So Toys learns hainu dafka b'bracha shalachro. It's a shallow what Rashi means. A bracha lochit zikha means the shallow was, how do you make a bracha achroyna? I, there's no shiur of a kazayis here. Omalei, mi savrit kazayis godubinian, who said the shiur of a zayis has to mean this size, or you have to eat alamo the size of a big kazayis? Kezayis ben libinin. It's enough to eat the sheer alamo, whatever you're eating, of a medium sized zayis. Mele vahu the ice, the kind of Yechanan zayis godlhu. I could tell you the zayis they brought in front of Yechanan was a giant sized olive. The mele, the yafa god, the shaklula granitza, even though you took out the pit of it, still poshle shirei. It still was left over there, the sheer and this olive, the size of a medium sized olive. Therefore, it's good why I made the bracha achareinu. The tana. Zayis shomru, that we always make a shear and say you have to eat a food the size of a kezayis in order to make a bracha achareinom, like cotton. You don't mishay with a small olive, but like God or not with a big one, elabainily, the shear is a medium sized olive. Vizel aguri, this is called naguri. What does that mean? Yomer avura, lay aguri shmoy, it doesn't mean that the olive is called aguri, ela avruti shmoy, the name of the olive is called avruti, that's its name. For Yamrula Samruse, that's the name of it, Shmoy. The Lama Nikra Shmoy Agure, how can we call an olive Agure? Sheshamnai Ogre Batoichi. It's a lotion like the olive, the oil inside is like hidden inside it. Shazak Rashi. Ogre Batoichi, Mizumim Lotseis. It means like it's ready to go out, Mimenu. Shena Nivla Bapri Kamashka Tapuchim. It's not like an apple. An apple, when you squeeze out to get the juice out of it, it's like it was belay, it was soaked into the apple. Now you're first creating the juice. Betusim. Ma shenkin bayala zelo ogo kamashka novim. It's as if like there's a big, then inside there's oil. That's what an olive is like. So the oil inside an olive is like the juice is always there, even inside it. And all you gotta do is just squeeze it out. That's another spur to say also why by olive oil we say it still make a bird creates. It's still considered like the pre. It's not called Zayib Alma. Because this oil inside the pre was also the same matzah. Now, shaking an apple inside the apple, you don't see the juice. Inside the apple, there's no juice. When you squeeze it out, it's like you're creating something new. That's what we only make a shakel. Now, shaking only on olives and on grapes, the juice inside it is the same type of the juice that comes out. Therefore, you still make a bar pre. Just yain, since it's so chashid, we make a bar pre. Right. So, tomorrow, name it ketanoi. The churat samachlekes tanoim here vaita, if cooked fruits or cooked vegetables, you make a boropri adomi, you make a shakal. What's the shaleh? The maisa, the hainu trei tamidim. There's two tamidim, they have a yasvikayim with their bakaporah. They were sitting in front of the Rebbe bakaporah. Heviu lufana, the waiters brought in front of them lunch, kruv, they brought him some cabbage, for the muskin, it's a type of a cooked vegetable, or pargiyas and geshmaka chicken. Southern fried chicken. Pagias. Rashi says a very delicate, can you eat Rashi boss oif, shakurim, please, it's delicate chicken. Nosan bakapor, shus lechemim laboros. Bakapor said, Tamidim, go eat. He let them start eating themselves. Krofat, so one jumped up, oborach ala pagias. He took the geshmak of chicken, he make a shakal on the chicken. That's what he ate first. Laglav ala chaver, the other friend thought, laugh at him. The Zuri said, we don't make a brocha shakal first. The Chur, first you have to make a Bar Piyadama. A Bar Piyadama always comes before a shakal. So Chur, you should have made a Bar Piyadama on the muskin and just cooked vegetables. That's why he left at him. So Koyas Rapakapora. Bakapora got angry at them. He got angry at both of them. Koyas Bakapora. Oma, first he said, Lo Yalam Avarach Ani Koyas. I'm not angry at the one that made the bracha. El Alam Lagla. I'm angry at the one that left. Ani Koyas. Im Chaverch Ev Yechaver. Doim Kimish Lo Toyim Tam Bosom Yulam. Yechava looks as if he never ate meat or chicken in his life. So Mele meant to say, when he ate the chicken, it was so geschmack to him, that was chobif to him. That's why he jumped to make the shakal first. How come you're laughing at him? So Mele, you shouldn't have laughed. Then the Rosh Yehuda Kippur went through one that made the bracha. Tainas on him also. V'yoma, you should know. I'm not angry at the other one, Yechaver. I'm angry at you, why you made this bracha first. V'yoma. Im chokh menkan, he said, "Filu Yehuda, I'm not such a big chokhim. You didn't have to come ask me the shayla of the zikna inkan. I'll call upon him, I'm older than you. You have an older person, you have me here, bakaporum. before you made the broch, you should ask me, what's the lochot? It's ganz lochot. We'll see later on kedimis. If you have a few fruits in front of you, or foods, as the dalochot and kedima, which one are you supposed to make first? Sakim, you have to make a shakel first. The chur, you should have made a bar piyadama first. Bezoi, zikna inkan. So tomorrow, Tana, the mice, what happened here was shneim lo yisiu shnosim. Both these tamim dim live out the year. Right, says Machmas like a poor get angry at them, excited for Klola happened here, they both died that year. About Kol Ponim, what's the Machlokes here? So tomorrow, my love, Brok Niflugi. What was the shaila if the guy made a brocha right? What was the shaila to the two Tamidim? Was he supposed to make a Bar Pri Adama first on the cooked vegetable? Or was he right to make a shakal on the chicken first? What's the shaila? The Mavorich Savar, the one that made the brocha, that made a shakal on the chicken first, he holds Shalokois or Pargiya Shakal. Both the cooked vegetable and this chicken both have the same bracha. They're both a shakel. Niyabdvoroi. Bemeila hilka chobavodiv. Havadav, you have two things with the same bracha, then which one do you make first on? The one you like better. So here, since he liked chicken better, he had a right to make a shakel on the chicken first. Or malagleg, the other chav that left on him, he held no. Sovash loka is bar piyadoma. He held on cooked vegetables, still you have to make a bar piyadoma. Pargiya's chicken, no matter how geschmack the chicken is, still shakel niyabdvoroi. You can't make it more than a shakal on chicken. The klal is, if you have two things in front of you, al skedima, you're supposed to first eat the bar pri adam and make the brach with that first, and then you make the shakal. So chur tzama chlokes tanoim. So tikmar loy could be the kuli yalma shalokos or pagiya shakal. Could be it's no raya. Maybe everybody holds shalokos is taka shakal near the voroi. They're both a shakal. So what's the shaila if he did right or wrong? The chur, then he zichah did right and making the shakal on the chicken, he liked it better. For hokaba b'hai svara kibbutz, machlokes a new svara. Ma sava chobavodit, the one that made the broch holds the gold bossa, which is more geshmak, the one he enjoys. He enjoys the chicken better than he enjoyed this cooked vegetable. Well, ma sava kruvodit, no. Since the shaila of a cabbage, kruv, design, it's very filling, it's nutritious, adds a lot to it, you should have made a broch on that first. Rasant Mashma Krul is more Zion than chicken is. So that's what his shita. So I call upon him, we don't have a raya tawa shayla. But so there's no raya from this Gemara, but I call upon him, aloch is, we passed it already, that even though you cook the vegetable, it still retains its aloch, you make a bar of priyadomitul on the vegetable. Amr Rav Zeira, ki havinim bei Rav Huna, when he's in front of Rav Huna, Amalon, hani galgidi the lifter, this type of a bread, galgidi the lifter, the trashi, no, rosha lifters. Liftoi is a type of a vegetable. Lefis is what? It's a parsley. Parsnip. Is the head of it, roshe, is parminu if you chopped it up. Prima rab, if you made it into big pieces, then it's still a baru priyadoma. Prima zut, if you make it into small pieces, even though it's nicker, he held shakal near the vore. Since you made it into small pieces, like ruining the pri, you make a shakal. Abazotigmar, the loch is not like that. V'chiyosin levei Rav Yehuda Omalon Idi Bore Priyadoma. Both of them you make a Bore Priyadoma. V'hai depar minu Tvei, how come you chop it up into small pieces? K'echad the nimtuk time to make it taste better. That's the loch. No matter how small you chop up the fruit, you still make a Bore Priyates. It's only a shalom you had before of your mushit or met into the blender that you can't tell anymore came from an apple. You can't tell anymore where it came from. Then we make a shakal. Even that's a machlokes. But then we make a shakal. Like an apple sauce. If you can't tell it came from the apple, that's different. But here he chopped up the small pieces. You could tell it's still a chopped lefis. Just that he held, since it's chopped up, it ruined it. He gave a teretz, no, chopping it up makes it better. And Allah, you don't need the svar, you're making it better. The svar is still remains with the bracha bar piyadam. It's still called a vegetable. Omer Rav Ashi, ki havinim bei Rav Kana omalon, tav shilo de suka. If you have this beet soup, the lemafish bo kimcha, you don't put too much flour in there, then bor pri adam. Because the ikar is the suka, the beets. The lifter, mashenkin, if you have this flour put into lefes, then the mafshe bo kimcha, they put a lot of flour in there, tfei, then bor in mezoinis. For Hodorama, then he said no. Edividi Borpiyadoma. Both cases, even though you're putting flour into these vegetables, still you make a Borpiyadoma. Why? By the Shadi Bokim Chatvei. That's why you put a lot of flour in there. Ledvuke Biyama Avdilay. Lo. This is far we had before. If you put flour into Michael, not to make the flour tasteful in it, and not to make Surd Halei fill you up with the flour, but you're only putting it to make it thick. Like a mold, they make a beet of food.
fruit. No, like a salad leg. And you want to make the beets with a type of a sauce with it. And you put flour in there to make it thick, just to make it dibuk, biyama, to make it stick together. Then the flour is like tofel. It's not meant to eat the flour. Then you go boss of the priest.
You're holding the flame test on the front end lines down from the bottom. Omer of Chizza says, Tavsha Shotradin, a food made out of from beets, is yo for the leiv, it's good for the heart, for several lime, it's good for the eyes. The Koshkin of Bnei Mainish, for sure it's good for the stomach, for the digestive system.
What? The Tavla 9, it's good for the eyes. The Koshkin of Bnei Nine, Havad is good for the intestines, for the inside, for the digestive system, it's also good. Omer Abaya of Behudi Yosef Avei Tofi, means it's on the pot and cooking very hot, the other teich teich, means like doubling, like making like teich teich. Such a bita tavshul is good. Jerashi Avei Tofi, Al Mokim Shvisa Takaderis, on top of the fire, the other teich teich leima, Shesholuk, it's cooking very much. The Nimcham Oid, it's even the Nimcha, like becoming mushtir. The Koris Chosse Nishmas, the bubbling, you hear it, Kekel teich teich. Amar Rav Papa, Pshitali Maya de Silka Kisuka. This is the side of vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, so the juice, you still make a burpee adama. It's Maya de Silka, the water of cooking beets, is also Kisuka, you make a burpee adama. O Maya de Lifta, the juice that you cook the lettuce in, is Kalefta. O Maya de Kula Shalki, the water of all types of vegetables, is Kukula Shalki. The broch is still a burpee adama. Drashi Maya the Silka, Tavsho Shotradin, the same thing, they have this beet soup, Kisilka, the Drashi Linyan Brocha. But on the soup, you make the same brocha as the vegetable itself. Boyer Rapapa Klaza Shaila, Maya the Shifta Mai. What's going to be the loch of water of Shifta? Shifta, they say, is dill. They're making pickles, you make it put dill. Dill is a type of a green that it itself you don't eat, but it's only put into the water to make the water taste good. So what bracha do you make on dill juice? What should be the shayla here? May the shifter may. Lemtuke taima avida is a put in there to make it taste of the dill, so then you would make a barfi adama. Only avure zuma avdila is there to take away the bad odor, the bad smell of the other tarshal. So dill has a very strong taste to it. So you could put there either to taste the dill itself, or else just if the other food doesn't taste so good, has a bit odor, you put the dill there, take away the other bit odor. Then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. So the shaila, what is dill put in for? Trashi the shifta yerek, type of a green, shenoistim at bikdera, limtek bialma, to taste a little bit. Vulela ochli, you don't eat it. Ani palat. Ilam tuke time of it, umavorchin almeima tashila barfi adama. If it's put there to put taste into the juice, then you wouldn't make a burpee adama. But if it's just put there to take away the other bit, odors, bit taste, then you don't make a bracha on it. Toshima, kasheves, this type of a dill, mishenos no tam begedera. When you cooked it and put it into the gedera, and it gave a tam into the gedera, then ain't ba mishum truma. It has no more kedusha truma on this dill anymore. Because now it's like eight spalma, it's not edible anymore now. And the whole purpose of the dill is to cook it and to get the tam into the water, and now you take the dill and throw it away. So once the dill, like put the tam into the water, it itself is eight spalma, has no kedusha truma anymore. It doesn't have a shame oichel anymore, because it's not worth anything anymore. That's the Mishnah. But I call upon him, it says in the Mishnah, Mishnah nutam bekvera. Mashma, this dill is, what does it put into the, what are you cooking it for? To put tam into the gedera. So the Mora al Shema Mina, lemtuke tam liavida lo Shema Mina. It's right, when you cook this dill, it's meant to put a good tam into the tavshom, and therefore in this water now you would make a barfi adam. Trashi Hashem this ain't bo, the bachelor, if you just have a piece of the dill itself, once you put it inside the gedera, it's to you. Now you took it out. Ein bo shuv mishum isa truma. It has no more din truma on anymore. Devilay kates balmo. Because now this dill is like a piece of wood. Now diik is midiktoni mishum nos nutam. Since it says, when does it lose its shame boichol? After it put tam into the tavshul, shumamin lo taim lo avida. You see, it's made it to put tam, and therefore on this dill juice, you would make a bar priyadam. Now this is the sugi here, the one on vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, you do make a burn for your dam on the juice. So Tais is the shayla maya the sukh the sukkah. So Tais is mevorach and alay bar pri adamu. We make a bach a bar pri adamu. Afal pi shein bu ele mayim. Even though you're not eating the vegetable now, you're only eating the juice. You have a tam ha yirokis. You only have the tam of the yirokis. Is mevorach alay and kasha yivorach al yirokis. So Tais is the kasha. Afal gad arminu liyel de mei peir zeya biyamu. Before we had by juice that we make from fruit juice, orange juice, you only make a shakl near the boroi. Because it says the juice coming out of fruit is not called part of the fruit, it's called like sweat, say a biyama, you only make a shakl. So how come here the juice coming out of vegetables, we say you still make a bar for your doma? So Tais is yesh tachalik. You have to make a difference between vegetables and fruit. So the famous machlok is Rosh and Rashba, what is the chilek? The Rosh learns the chilek is whether you cook it or whether you squeeze out the juice. He learns even vegetables, if you're just squeezing out the juice, you don't get that much time in the juice. That's called sweat, and you only make a shakel. Therefore, on oranges, that you just squeeze out the juice doesn't have the real time of the fruit, and you only make a shakel. Here we're talking about where you cook it. If you cook the vegetable through cooking, then the real time of the vegetable goes into the soup. Therefore, the soup has the time of the vegetable to make a bar piyadama. So according to the Rosh, if you would cook a fruit and make a soup out of it, a fruit soup, you would have to make a bar piyadama, according to the Rosh. That's the Rosh's chiluk. The chiluk, whether you cook it, through cooking it, the time goes into the water, or through just squeezing it out, then you only make a shakel. Well, dill is also cooking. Dill is cooking it here now. Yes, because here we say once you cooked it, now it has no use anymore, the dill itself. The time went into the juice, but the dill itself you throw away now. That's not worth anything. That's the Rosh's chil, whether you cook it or whether you squash it out. The Rashba says no, the Rashba makes the chilek is it's a derech hana. He learns that by shalokas, by vegetables, it's a derech to cook it. But since it was planted, our manaf like to cook it, so therefore the peri still goes into the juice and you make a baruch yadomah. Mashenken our fruits, the ikar of fruit is to eat it, not to squeeze it out. So it's not a derech to squeeze it out, therefore on the juice you only make a shakel near the vorei. Mashenken will come out and ask Yamina now about orange juice. According to the Rashba today that they have a lot of orchards made just for juice oranges, so the oranges are made to plant it out, to squeeze it out. According to the Rashba, you would make a bar priyatz on those orange juices, according to the Rashba. But according to the Rosh, it would still be a shakel near the varoy. But since you're not cooking it, you're just squeezing it out, that's always called zaybi alma. And usually we always go to cool with both shit because we make a shakel usually on all fruit juice. So only our vegetables, when you cook it, then you make a bar priyatz. So the only question would be a little bit on tomato juice would be a question. Because tomatoes, usually they cook the tomatoes first. So then l'chura acquaint everybody, it's a cooked vegetable, so you wouldn't make a bar pri hadamah on it. You would have to. But for that's making the people still make a shakel on it.
According to Rashba, that on raw vegetables you make a shakel, because that's not
the best. No. There are feet of both ways. I'll dock this way. There are feet of both ways.
Can you make a hadamah with
tomatoes? It's questionable. Some people would say yes, some people would say no. But since it's a shallow, it's better off making a shakel. You get to point everybody.
What about cooked fruit juice?
What?
Fruit juice is still a
shakel? No, according to the Rashba, it would be a shakel, because it's not a berry. According to the Rashba, we go make a shakel usually. You have a suffix, which one to do, you make a shakel. According to the Rashba, it has to be a derech to cook it. So it's usually not a derech to cook the fruit. Most fruit is eaten raw. So if we still make a shakel. Alright, we'll talk later. Right, Amr Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Tasnuma bikaro mevorchin aleha hamoitzi. If you have tasnuma, just mean like dried up a piece of bread. Bikaro means it's a piece of bread. It's not a sholem, a whole loaf. It's just one piece of bread. Still, you make a moitzi. So the Gemara pligi to Rav Chiya. He's mechulak on Rav Chiya. The Yom Rav Chiya tzara shetich la brocha im apas. You have to like finish off making the brocha on the bread when it's still sholem, when it's a whole piece of bread. So Rashi passed snuma means a dry piece of bread. Shenoslim bekaro lishrois and the chayim snuma is dark. It's a small piece of the bread. So he said you can make a moitzi. Now Tosfos learns the shan here is we had these two pieces in front of you. You had a piece of shalom, a whole piece of bread in front of you. You had a whole achala, and then you had these pieces. The first man Yom said that since these pieces are chashuv to you, you can make a moitzi on that if you want. And the Priya says no. There's an Indian to make the bracha b'shas, you're cutting the bread. So since this pig is small pieces of bread, you don't have to cut anymore. They're cut pieces. Don't make the mitzi on that piece of bread. Rather, make the mitzi on the shell on the whole piece of bread that you have to cut. So Rashi Tzor Shetichla means Birchas HaMaitzi in Prisas HaPrusa. So in you to make the Maitzi B'Shas, you're cutting the bread. Piece of bread off Min HaPas, from the whole loaf. V'Hai Poros V'Yemidu. Therefore, if you make the Maitzi on the small pieces of bread, it's cut up already. So the bigger in you to make the Maitzi on the Shalim one, to make the Maitzi B'Shas, you're slicing the bread. That's what this sheet holds. We'll soon see how we hold Aloha. But this is about us talking about where in the meshach of the meal, you plan to eat from both of them. So since you plan to eat from both of them, the question is, which one should you make the mitzi on? The first one said, even though they're small pieces, since that's choshev, chovid, you like it, you can make the mitzi on that. And Chia says, no, the inyan, the bracha, should be made while you're cutting the bread. Therefore, if you have small pieces, don't make the mitzi on that. We'll soon see how we passed him. The more maskable are Rava. In fact, Rava back to Rav Chia Barashi. Maishinot Tuma. What are you saying, small pieces? You shouldn't make the mitzi. Deloitte, Mishom the Chikalia Bracha, Prusa Kokalia. Of course, when you're making the bracha, it's on a piece of bread, and it's not so nice, it's not covered up bracha. To be on pieces of bread, Abizaya Pas Nami. According to Rav Chia, well, how do you make the mitzi? Even on a whole piece of bread, he says, while you're making the mitzi, you cut the bread. When you finish making the mitzi, aprusa gamra. If you hold your ladder, cut the bread while you're making the mitzi, see how the ikur of the bracha is the end of the bracha. So b'shashu, when the bracha, the bread is already cut. So my nafkamina, whether you start off with a broken piece, or you start off with a whole piece. But by the end of the bracha, it's cut already. Elo, what is Rabbah? This is what we hold, la locha. Elo, Omar,